भस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्रिजे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमामि। My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Gurupad Padma Nitya Lila Praveshtum Vishnupashishmat Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Narayana. And in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Ung Vishnupashishmat Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj too. Today, just now, a question came in mind that there are two persons, both are devotees. One wants to be in the association of devotees, always doing Nam Sankirtan, chanting remember with them. And another devotee, he wants to be where interior, where anyone cannot go, making a hut there, very easily, alone, he can chant and remember, but alone. What is better, to whom you prefer? For your bhajan sadhan, especially in Kali Yuga. I'm not asking all, but I will point out to whom. A very senior devotee is here. And he is Jivan Pavan Prabhu. Perhaps he was initiated by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Very senior. I want to hear his opinion, what he prefers better. You should stand up and... What is better for us to do?
It is much better to be in the association of the devotees. The scripture said even 1/11th of a second of association with devotees is worth more than many, many different lives of experience in this material world. And especially for development of Krishna consciousness, there's nothing better than Sadhu Sangha. Alone in the forest, you're still with your mind, and mind can do so much trouble.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good thing. Shabari Rishi, he was like a devotee too, not only yogi. And he wanted to be alone in Vrindavan and doing austerities in the river Jamuna. Very cold, very hot, no how. But when a lust came in his heart, who saved him? he was not saved. What became? Oh, by his influence of his authorities, he divided him and he manifested him in how many forms? 50 forms. And he married young daughters of, very beautiful daughter of king, Mandhata. And thus he enjoyed with them 10,000 years, more than that. So I think, if any high class of devotees he may be, but he should not think that, oh, I will go on the bank of Ganges or Jamuna, in Gangotri Himalayas, very far, very beautiful scenery, topmost scenery. Ganga is coming from high place there, up from Gomukhi, and very beautiful scenery. So I will make a hut there and I enjoy very, very, very. No one will be too disturbed. Oh, no person will be. But this Kamdev, very crooked Kamdev, will not give up you. He will follow there even. So we should try to be very, very careful in Kaljug. Oh, Kaljug with devotees. They will always like a god. Even they are more Kanishta Adhikari than us, no, but they will god. So we should try to realize these things. Helping the devotees and Gurudev, Vaishnava, in his preaching and chanting name always. Preaching is one of the part of practice and bhakti yoga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he has told that, oh, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, you are Namir Acharya. Those who only preach, they are karmi. Those who preach Hare Krishna movement or anything, but not practicing themselves, they are like karmis. They will have to enjoy their past impressions and this impression life. And those who are not practicing, those who are only practicing, not preaching, they are something, but they are miser. And those who are chanting, remembering themselves and also preaching, like you, Haridas Thakur, you are only a charge. Rare are like this. So we should try to. But to follow all these lines, now we should come in our class. Gaur Premanande. Why I told this? God knows, or any rare knows. Oh, we explain the gopi mood told by gopis, Srimati Radhika, to Krishna. Krishna heard and he began to weep. And then he began to reply something. If anyone wants to advance in bhakti, they should try to follow these things. Only this is not, this is not, this is not, this is not. Or this will not do anything. Understand? What?
Negative aspect.
They cannot help so much. If positive is there, then they are okay. But positive also must be with negatives. Otherwise, it cannot go up. So, gopis told, we cannot live without you, maintain our life. So better you should come to Vrindavan. And that Vrindavan is my heart, our heart. And if you are not coming, you will see that all Vrindavan will be lifeless. All will die. सुनिए राधिका वाणी ब्रज प्रेमे मने आनी भावे बैकुलित देह मन. He heard pathetic words of gopis, especially of Radhika, and then he became restless and he could not control himself, and then he thought that I cannot repay Brajvasi. And then he began to pacify all Brajvasi, especially Srimati Radhika. Pran priye sunamoro yei shatta vachan, my most beloved, I'm telling true to you with my pure heart. Tuma samar smarane jhurumoi ratri dine mor dukkha na jane kono jan. I am in Dwarka. My this body is there, but my heart is where? With you in Vrindavan. Always restless, feeling so much separation. Day and night, I am restless, so much. There is none to whom I should reveal my heart. There is none in Mathura. And that is why I sent Uddhav to go to Braja and to be admitted in the school of gopis, to learn something, what is called prem. And if he will be expert, then he will return. Then I may tell him, and he will realize my heart, how I am feeling separation. To whom I can tell? I cannot tell to Uddhav even, to Rukmani Shattabhama. I cannot. But always repenting and repenting, weeping and weeping. ब्रजवासी जतजन माता पिता सखागण सबे मोर हय प्राण सम. ऑल दी ब्रजवासी माता पिता सखागण माता फादर मदर एंड माई ऑल कवर्ड बॉयज माई फ्रेंड्स सखा दीज आर लाइक इक्वल टू माई लाइफ. प्राण मीन्स लाइफ. Life. Tar madhye gopigan, among them, all the gopis are like my sakshat jivan.
Direct life here.
Direct
life here.
Life here. And you, You, Srimati Radhika, more jivaner jivan, life of life. Toma sabar premrase, amake karilo, base. Uncontrolled by your love and affection. Now I am only yours and yours. I am your, what, eternal servant. Oh, this, what, creator of this world, the creator of this world, oh, he is very cruel hearted. He has taken me from very far away from you. I was on a bibastha.
Helpless.
I was helpless. Like we all are helpless to die. Helpless to go here and there. Helpless in any way. So Krishna is telling that thing. Now I am helpless. You are also helpless. That creator forcibly has taken me very far away from you and from my birthplace, Gokul, Vrindavan. And it is my durdaiva, it is my misfortune. Misfortune. Priya, priya sangahina. Priya sanga bina nahi jiye e satya vachan. It is true that most beloved, she cannot maintain her life without priyatam. What? Oh, what meaning? Oh, you. What? Yes, sir.
Priya Sangarina, Priya Sangarina, Nahijiye e Satya Praman. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for one another. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also.
He is not telling about Western women and never. He is telling of Vedic culture women like gopis and himself. Here, oh, they will be very happy. He should give some money, oh, that's all, and he may give up. No harm. But in India, this air is also entering in India also. So much. Delhi, Bombay, Madras, Calcutta, it has reached. Not in very village area, but there it has entered. I request you to not involve in these things. Very careful, very careful. But I think that sometimes you are helpless to do anything. You are bound to do something. But if you will call, if you will request your Guru and Vaishnava and Krishna and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, oh, they can save you. Only this is one way. Otherwise you cannot be saved. So it is true that a woman without his beloved, she cannot maintain his life, her life. And also that beloved, oh, cannot maintain his life without his priya. Mor dasa sone jabe, ei tar ei dasa hobe, ei bhaye dui rakhe pran. Woman thinks, here he is telling for Radhika, not from other, that that woman separated by his beloved. Why he don't die? That if I will die, then my beloved will weep bitterly and he may die. So I should not die. For his beloved, that he will suffer so much. So I don't want to give him any suffering. And also that beloved person, he thinks that if he will die for separation, she may die and she will be so suffer. So both they don't want to die. Eishati, Seishati Premavati, Premavan Seipati, Vyoge Je Banche Priyahita. So this is important thing. This is theory. Seishati Premavati. Only one chaste lady is there. Chaste lady is that lady who has so much high class of love and affection for his beloved, that in biyog, even in separation also, always she thinks welfare of his beloved. Always and always. Like Ram, in any case, she told Sita, for whole life I am giving up you. And he sent her to a forest, forever, her whole life. Sita was separated. She was weeping bitterly, bitterly. And that time she was pregnant. Otherwise she may have died. After that, Lakush, his two sons came. But what became? She was always from forest. Though she was suffering so much from his husband, but always she used to tell, to have this thing, that Ram should be happy. He had done wrong or right. I am not going to look this. I want that. Anywhere he will be, anyhow, but he should be happy. And Ram was in his big palace, royal palace. He left out his pillows and palank and everything. He became renounced there, sleeping on the ground, on a mat, like Sita there, not taking any delicious food, some fruits to live, to maintain his life, like Sita he was doing. And always what doing? Feeling the separation of Sita. She was unable to survive him. And that is why he used to make some sacrifices, yajnas, and making a statue of Sita. So, the lady, just lady, who has love and affection for his beloved, he always thinks the welfare of his beloved. Even anything has been created, very wrong thing for her, for created by his beloved, no one. And same thing, our beloved should think about his wife, for his most beloved. Nagone apana dukh banche nija priya sukh. Priya janasu. Sei dui mile achirate. They don't look after their own happiness or suffering. always they think the suffering and the happiness of their beloved. We should try to take here what is instruction. If you want to be like that, first you should try to begin these things for your Gurudev. Understand? If Guru is very high class of devotees, he has love and affection for you, and he is taking you to Krishna consciousness more and more, you also give your whole attention to your Gurudev. Don't look your sufferings, your own happiness. How I can please him? If there is not in this thing in disciples, they are bound to give up this life. So first it will come in disciples, this note to Gurudev. Like Srimad Bhagavatam has been told, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakham, Atma, Nivedanam, Iti Punasarpita, Bhaktisce, Nava Lakhana, Create Bhagavat Adha. First, give yourself in the lotus feet of O Krishna. You should offer yourself. But there are two Krishna. No? First is Guru Bhagavan. And then Krishna Bhagavan. Visha and Ashray. First come to Ashray Bhagavan. He is Guru. He is perfect if and he has symptom of all the qualities told in Srimad Bhagavata and Upanishad. You should have a strong faith on him and try to please him first, and then this Guru with his own power, he will transfer to you these things to Krishna and to Radha or Mahaprabhu. He is so powerful. So Punasarpita, first you should surrender yourself in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Not only surrender, always engage your heart and mind on all your senses to please your Gurudev. How he can please? If you are chanting, remembering always, glorifying Bhakti, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, preaching and practicing Bhakti Yoga, he will be happy. Like Rup Goswami, Si Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale. It has told for only Rup Goswami. There were so many doing. But he gave an example of Rupa Goswami. He knew. And what he did? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. And from what reason he has descended to this world? He made so many books. Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Dinmani, and so many books. And he established Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try. You are assembled here only for this, to be inspired and to do. Not only recreation, for recreation you are not called here. Not only to follow or to make a drama play. We have not come to play a drama scene. Really? To know the process, how we can please Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu? First, to Gurudev, Vaishnava. So here, Nagane apane duk, banche priya janasuk, sei mei dule achira. If they are doing like so, then they can meet together. Again, he is giving consolation. pacifying the gopis. Certainly they will meet together. Rakhite tumar jivan sevi ami narayan tasakte ashi niti niti tumashane krida kari punah jai jadupuri taha tumi manho moro sphurti. What is the meaning?
Krishna is speaking to Srimati Radhika. You are like
North Radhika. Krishna is answering.
Yes, Krishna is speaking to Radhika.
Yes.
You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarka Dham. Thus you can always feel my presence here in Vrindavan.
We should try to realize. Have you any respect and this madhya bhav?
Minus
to Gurudev. Our devotees are not. If not, then minus everything. Nothing. You cannot do anything. Yes. Oh, my-ness. Oh, Gurudev is mine. I have left my father, mother, sisters, whole family. For whom? For Krishna. And this, my Gurudev can give Krishna. Now he is my everything. So much attachment with Gurudev will come. If there is no attachment for Gurudev, but there are so much attachment for all, but not to Gurudev, then what is this? This is something wrong. To please my Gurudev, I can serve all. But I am not going to please all all will be very happy to serve my Guru. Understand? No? Very good thing. Again, I am repeating. To please Gurudev, I am going to serve all. This is one way. No? And to please all to serve Gurudev is another thing. Understand this thing? Oh, you? What I am telling?
Gurudev is saying that there are two conceptions. The first conception is, I am going to serve all devotees. Why? To please my Gurudev.
This is one
conception. Then the other conception is, I am going to please all the devotees to serve my Gurudev. So one is, I am going to serve all the devotees to please my Gurudev. The other one is, I am going to please all the devotees to serve my Gurudev.
Oh, this motive should be that what? I want to please my Guru, not to please all. And to please all, I am going to be all. Because all will be very happy if I am pleasing, I am serving my Gurudev. Understand? This thing is so secondary. No attachment to Gurudev. So, we should try to, whatever we do, to please Gurudev. Not to all. You cannot please all. Never and never, you should know. You cannot. Better to please Gurudev. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado jasya prasadan nagati kuto dhyayantu mantasya jasastri shandhyam vande guroshi charanaravindam vande guroshi. Always remember this. In this life, in practicing of bhakti yoga, we should always try to please your Gurudev. If he is happy, pleased, all will be pleased. Even not pleased, no harm. If Krishna is somewhat angry to me, no harm. Oh, Gurudev will shape me. But if Guru is unhappy, oh, Krishna cannot shape. He will tell that you should go there. He told to Durvasa. What told? You should go to Ambarish. I cannot do anything. So we should know. Now, to please you, that you should not die in my separation. I'm worshipping Narayan, and by his merciful potency, I can go to Braja. From where?
From
Dwarkadhish. I can. And I meet you with my Pitambar. I wash your mouths. I meet you, I embrace you. But you think that, oh, Krishna in Dwarka, how he may come? Oh, I was dreaming perhaps like this. Or any spurti was. What is Galli spurti? Momentary vision, that, oh, this seeing a tamal tree, at once we thought, oh, Krishna has come. So, this is called as spurti, momentary
vision.
So, you think that, oh, Krishna has not come. It is our momentary vision, but it is not true. Always I go to you and meet and embrace you, and so much playing with you, and then I come here. Again I go. When you are in so much separation mood, I always do like this. Mor bhagye, mo bishaye, tumar je prem, shei prem param prabal. Oh, you are very lucky. Very, very lucky. That the love and affection to me, in me, is so, so high class, so powerful, that it attracts me, and daily I go and meet you. But you think that I am coming in for momentary vision, but it is true, I go. I think that this love and affection high class, very soon I will come. Prakatya means?
Visible.
All will see. And I will come very soon. Oh, I have killed so many kings and so many powerful demons who were fighting from towards Kansa, for Kansa they were. I have killed so many. But still there are some. You can tell that just now you should come. But I know that if I am in Braja, the demons will think, especially Jarasandha and all others, they will think, oh, Krishna is here in Vrindavan. And his father mother is Nanda and Yashoda. His friends are all. So we should try to kill them. Here is no fort, no army, nothing here is to fight. So, knowingly I am here in fort of Dwarka, everywhere water, every side. And so much armies, all are there. But if against party will know that I am in a Vrindavan, I cannot save you. So I am not coming just now. I will kill all others. There are so many more. And then Se Shatrugan Haite Braj Jan Rakite Raheb Rahib Rajya Udasana. Oh. And that is why that Brajvasi should not be disturbed. They should not suffer. I am in Dwarka, but how I am? Udasin Haiya. What is the meaning of Udasin?
Indifferent.
Indifferent. To whom indifferent? Not for Braja. I am different from this kingdom. The associates here, so many queens, so many sons and daughters. For them I am renounced. I have no attachment with them. I always suffering for Brajavasis. Jeva Istri Putradhane, Kari Rajya Arohane. I have married so many princes. And I am like a king here. Only to satisfy Jadugan. Why? They are my father's friend. My father is Nand Baba. And all the Jadvanshis are friend of Nand Baba, Vasudeva and all others. And that is why to satisfy I am here. Otherwise I have gone to Vrindavan. Tumar e premagun kare ama akarshan anibe ama das din das vishe. Puna ashe Vrindavane brajubadhu tumar sane bilashiva rajani. So very soon, in 5 days or 10 days, I will do quickly, I will kill all these demons. And then very soon I am coming, you should think that I have come. Eto kahi, eto tare kahi Krishna, braje jaite sat Krishna, e shlok padi sunaila. Then he told a shlok to gopis. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam, amritvaya kalpate dishtajat asmat siho, bhavati nang madapanaha. He told her one shloka. Oh, this is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mai bhaktiri bhutanam amritvaya kalpate. Oh, you should tell the meaning.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.45. Mai bhaktiri bhutanam amritvaya kalpate. Dista yada simvat sneho bhavati nam madapanaha. Lord Sri Krishna said, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you.
Here, my bhaktir hi tu bhutanam amritvaya kalpate. Oh, the bhakti to Krishna, to me, is like amrita, nectar. But you, your bhakti, from sadhan bhakti, it has gone up, anartha, has gone all anartha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem, then sneha. Sneha is all of two kinds, or he will describe. Ghrita sneha, madhu sneha. And then from there, Man also two. Prana is also two kinds. And then bhav. Rag. Then anurag. Bhav, all these things. So you have all these things. Not only bhakti. Bhakti here is sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti is like nectar to all. And this, very rare in this world, especially not in this world. Sneh, man, pranay, ragun, rag. These are in Golok Vrindavan. If a devotee like this, you should think that he is very high class of. Very, very high. And this is the reason I cannot control myself. I am bound to follow them. Always and always. So there will be no delay. Apivata madhapurija arja putra dhunaste. Go on. No. Apivata madhapurija arja putra dhunaste. Smartasha pitri gihan bandhu umasya. Kathamapi kinkri nam granite bhujama garu sugandham. Oh, Srimati Radhika, in this love and affection, she is remembering Krishna so in high way, weeping and asking to bumblebees. Oh, Krishna is coming? Where coming? Oh, he is in the way from here. Can you tell? How is he? Whether he remembers his friends, Braj Bhumi, his father, mother. And even he remembers us and me, that she is very not so much intelligent like you are. Or this garland is not so good as Gopi used to make. Anyhow, Krishna is remembering Asha and telling this, he remembered Krishna and became thankless, senseless. So these are the love and affection for Krishna to gopis. To have these kinds of love and affection, we should from beginning try to accept bhakti. And from bhakti, gradually, adau shadda tata sadhu sangha tato anarthan vritti, and like you should follow. Don't see here and there, otherwise maya will attract you. Gaur prema nande. Now there is.
Sometimes devotees ask that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radhika, feeling separation for Krishna who went to Dwarka. He doesn't see Jagannath like we see him.
Yes.
So how is it that he's weeping and fainting and singing Jaga Gaga Jaga Gaga to Jagannath?
Because he is in Dwarka. He is not in Vrindavan. So his separation mood is not high so much. So much high. He thinks at that time, Krishna, for Krishna I am telling, and for Mahaprabhu, oh, we can see here so many things. Sometimes he used to say, but when saying, oh, say to Parannath Pai, same Bansi, Brajendanandan Shyam Sundar, always he. Always. And always he was feeling separation. How? Like Srimati Radhika, when she met with Uddhav, used to meet. And feeling so much separation. And that mood of Radhika used to come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when seeing this Jagannath, not Jagannath. He used to see Bansi, more mukut, in full, like Brijendanandan Shyam.
Why Jagabandhu?
Oh, there may be, I have not thought. Gaur prema. You should try to be prepared for your drama play.
Hare Krishna.